Welcome to Awakening Plus. Today we're doing a bonus call, and the bonus call is for our what may become a regular feature, which is our New Earth support call. First, just a quick check. Type yes in the chat window if you can hear me clearly. I would appreciate that. And I'll keep talking while you're doing that. So this is going to be a very similar format to what we did last week. And last week we simply, we got a yes in the chat window, thank you. Last week we set the sacred space and then we did an embodied awakening refresher briefly to get us into the best possible energetic space. And then we just started flowing energy to the new earth and all kinds of amazing stuff happened just spontaneously. So we'll see what happens this time. So I'm going to take just a sec and light the Mesa candle, and then we will be off to the races. All right. Still getting the candle lit. I'm going to give this candle one more try, and if it won't light, we'll get a new one. That is done. So we will pause the recording while I do this. No sense for viewers having to sit through this. Okay, we now have a lit candle and can proceed. I mean, technically we could have gone without the candle, but it's nice to have it. So I invite you now to relax and to close your eyes. I do request, as always, that you please give us your undivided attention while we're doing this. And that will be great. So for the live folks, I'm taking just a moment to turn off the other video cameras. We don't need to be seeing those at the moment, but we will happily turn those back on selectively as people want to share at the end. All right. By the way, Makisla will be joining us in a few minutes. She does want to be part of this, but is slightly delayed. Okay, take a breath, relax, we're all good to go now. And as a final thought, we're doing this call, obviously, because there's a great rising spiritual consciousness on the planet, and we're doing our small part to help it move along and get to this new golden age we're so eager to live in. All right. So become aware of your physical body, please, and then the energy around it, the aura. Just to note your starting point, your baseline. Just feel that and relax now while I set the container. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocham, Inti, Kuichi. And also, just to let you know, all the beings and energies I'm about to call in are all of high vibration and benevolent intent. Only beings of service to other and, you know, just awesome energy are invited here or allowed. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Amaji the hugging saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. I call Ama Bhagavan, I call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Durga, Devi, Lakshmi. I call the elemental allies of this property. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Bear, Fox, Hummingbird. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Zachary, Deborah, Jeremy, Moo, West. I call the high vibration beings of benevolent intent who are helping to raise the earth's vibration and the vibration of the beings upon it. Nice. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there now be a membrane surrounding this sacred energy. This works not just in my space, but in the space of everyone hearing my voice right now, live or on the recording. Let it be calibrated so that all energies that enter are of high vibration and benevolent intent only. So be it. Please take a moment just to feel that sacred field around you. And this field will hold space for you while you're in this process, regardless of when or where you're doing it. And perfect timing, Makisla is joining us. Welcome, darling.
Thank you, babe.
We just set the container.
Okay, good. Closed?
Whatever. So we'll let her get settled, and then we'll get rolling with our next phase.
Okay. Hi there, everybody. Whoops.
No worries.
Happy Saturday, everyone.
field. We'll do the embodied awakening invocation to get ourselves into the sweetest possible space, because the more awakened you are, the more awesome this all becomes and the better you can serve. So I'll lead. When I do this on a public thing, I always have to describe it, because there may be someone who's doing this for the first time. So the metaphor for what we're about to do, well, literally you're calling your higher self into your human body and merging it with your human consciousness. Metaphorically, instead of the human driving, your higher self is now driving. Your human self is in the passenger seat. If at any moment your human self does not like your higher self's driving, you can take the wheel instantly. The higher self will step out with no fuss. And instantly you, the human part, will be back in control. So I need you to know there's no risk, and it's instantly reversible if you don't like it for some reason. Can't imagine why you wouldn't, but it's available. The benefits that can be verbalized are fourfold. First, there's a whole lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Second, everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Third, instead of having to figure things out so much, you just intuitively know what to do much more. And finally, lots more bliss. And those are just benefits that can be described. And it is possible to maintain this state from now on, if you want to. I'll tell you more about that at the end if I remember. So, now that you know what it is, I'm going to lead you through it. I'm about to preview the invocation itself. Don't memorize it. Don't do it yet. This is just to let you know what's coming. The words we're about to say with you speaking to your higher self are maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. So if those words are comfortable for you, I invite you to repeat them now out loud if possible, silently if you must. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Awesome. Let the words go. And now that's all the yang you got on this. It's all yin from here. So please just relax. Let it come to you. Rest in breath awareness. Just feel the breath come and go at its own pace. There's no breath control. Just be fully passive. Yeah. And when I do this, what I feel is the composite of what everyone's feeling live and on the recording. And there's a beautiful, smooth flow coming in. Y'all are doing awesome. So just relax, be passive, let it come to you. Things that may help this work even better. I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening during this process. I also recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just relax, open, let your higher self merge with you on its own. If you try to help, you actually push it away. Law of free will. So just stay passive, let it do the work. If you get distracted, which means your attention's anywhere but the breath, let that distraction be there, don't fight it, but do relax your attention back into the breath very gently and persistently. If the distraction is still there in the background, no problem, let it be there. If it's an uninvited guest yammering in the background, you just put your attention on the breath and let that distraction do its thing on its own. Oh, it's getting really sweet now. Many of us are in embodied awakening. And just to reinforce the point, even if you're on the recording, everything I say applies just as much to you as if you're on the live call. No difference in the way this works. If you're on the recording, the Divine Allies are there in real time at this very moment with you, and not just on the recording. So you get the full juice of it, even after the fact. Feeling really good. So most of us are here, just in case anyone's lagging. Those of you who are in embodied awakening, just relax. By the way, how do you know if you're there? Four things are simultaneously true. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful. And this all holds itself with no effort at all. So if you think you're there, test it by going to zero effort and just be for a moment. And if in that silence there was no mental chatter and no challenging emotion and you were peaceful, you're there. Well done. In fact, subtly you can even notice that the consciousness hearing my voice is a little bit different than when we started. Assuming you weren't already in embodied awakening when we got going. So just relax, and now I'm being given the green light, we're ready to go. So now we come to our main purpose for gathering, which is to flow highest good energy to the earth and its inhabitants, especially the human inhabitants, because we're the ones who need the most help. We need to get woken up a little bit more. So we're going to flow highest good energy to the humans on earth and the earth itself. And all this will be distributed automatically by the divine allies who are helping us. And the way you do this is flexible. My own preference is that I just call my divine to do it for me. As you'll hear, I'm going to do an invocation that sets that up, and I'll just preview that for you now in case you want to use it. I'm going to say, please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of the Great Awakening on planet Earth, or something to that effect. And then I'm going to just, Benjamin's just going to relax, chill, and then energy is going to flow through me and make that happen. If that approach works well for you, great. If you're a more active visualizer and you want to use your own effort and willpower to imagine this wonderful new earth, if that's better for you, fine. That's all good. Use the tool that works best for you. So we are going to do that now, but before we do, I invite you to take one last moment to check your current state. Compare it, please, to when we checked in earlier. Now, I, for one, feel quite different, much more blissful, much more in flow. Check your own state, see if you don't feel different. Good. So let's do this. If you want to do it actively, then go ahead and start doing it your way. If you want to be a passive conduit in my style, then I invite you to repeat the following after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Please flow the energy through me.
Please flow the energy through me.
To serve the highest good.
To serve the highest good.
Of the great awakening on earth.
Of the great awakening on earth.
So be it. And then, if you're doing it my style, just be passive, rest in breath awareness. If you're doing it your way, do it your way. It's all going to work together just fine. Now, already we've got a sweet flow going. At some point, you may notice that your awareness of the energetics of what's happening becomes stronger than the awareness of your own physical breath. At that point, it can be helpful just to relax into the energetic awareness. And wow, that was fast. Already, to me, it's feeling less like there's energy flowing through me and more like I've already blended with the field on the planet of awakening. And my suspicion is that that's true for most of you guys as well. So if you actually feel energy coming through you, stay focused on that. If it shifts and all of a sudden there's just a sense of blendedness, because the fact is when you're flowing well, you merge and become one energetically with what you're sending to, and then it's all the same. And that's an even more effective method of service. So if you've hit the blended point, there's really nothing more you need to do actively, because at this point it's totally autopiloting. And just the very presence you have, the energy you hold as an individuated being, is being used by the divine allies to send awesome energy into the field. So I'm already there. And if you're in the blended field, my recommendation is to relax and just be present and know that the very fact of your presence is making a great service and helping. Again, you can do it your way if you want to stay active or whatever approach you want to take, as long as it's all about helping, you know, empower the great awakening on earth. Just whatever you want to do is great. Of course, Makisla is free to speak at any point if she's so inclined. Not that I've left her a lot of space yet, but you can if you want, baby. But I may now be speaking less, only if guided. So there may be periods of silence now. I invite you to relax into the field. One last footnote here. If for some reason you need to leave the call, whether you're live or on the recording, please do mentally ask to be separated from this field so that your departure does not create a rupture. So if you ask to be separated, they'll kind of ease you out, and then you can go do what you got to do. But stay if you can, because this is awesome. So chances are very good that while we're doing this process, you yourself may have some really wonderful spiritual experiences. And each one will probably have a unique experience. So just relax and know that any blessings that come your way, whatever they may be, you know, again, we're in a protected field of high vibration space. So just relax and have the ride.
I have the impression, the sense that there are so many beings, interplanetary, intergalactic beings, who are assisting us in this lifetime, once in a lifetime of evolution. Surely we are here for such a time as this.
Yep, there is definitely much more than just us Awakening Plus folks in the field. There's some a huge number of beings all around the planet, and they're holding space 24/7 to help bring this awakening around. We definitely have felt them on previous calls of this nature. So if you notice you're part of a vast field of light worker beings, then you are. And they're noting, you don't have to wait for these Awakening Plus calls. Anytime you want to jump in and help.
Yes.
You know, anyone at any point who wants to come and hold space for the Awakening is always welcome.
I think in our human psyche it feels better to do it with others. But absolutely jumping in any free time. Yeah. Keep hearing over and over again, we are going through the eye of the needle. It's the portal of awakening.
Yeah, there's definitely a principle that the more people are gathered to support something, the more potent it gets, and my understanding is it's more logarithmic than arithmetical. So, you know, it's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. It just multiplies quickly. And it's really great when we can gather as humans at the same time. And yet I'm also being shown there's already a vast number of beings already in the group energetically. So even if you're just sitting alone and there's no other humans engaged, if you join that vast field, then you become part of that logarithmic multiplier. So doing it together like this physically, you know, and a little bit less so if you're on the recording, but again, you can feel if you're on the recording, you're still very much part of this. But just the point I'm trying to get to here is, even if you're sitting on your own and you join this vast field of light workers, then you are part of a huge group process. And you just have to think beyond the limited idea of, do I have other human beings at the same time and place on Earth, as opposed to, wow, I'm merged with these beings working beyond time and space. It's very wonderful. They also, they're starting to channel a little bit more through me. They're saying, don't get concerned if there's not a lot of blatant physical evidence of the shift happening in real time on Earth. The field is very strong, and it takes a certain amount of 3D time to do its tipping point. So they're asking us to hold faith that this work we're doing to create the shift is working, to have patience and know that we'll see more and more small indicators on Earth that it's happening, and then there will be that magical moment when the big shift happens and it will be obvious to everyone that things have really shifted on the planet. They're saying the whole coronavirus thing is part of that. We're being shown the importance of each person. Even those that have been given really low status in the society are now, we see, our saviors, the people who are still serving us in grocery stores and restaurants and, you know, our medical workers, you know, especially the ones who were paid less and given lower status. We're saying these people are essential to us. We're being shown our interconnectedness, the value of each person.
Yeah, that's something I was shown when this first started, was that this is, the coronavirus is the great equalizer of humanity. We are all equal. Whether you, in your ego, believe that or not, could be a different story. But, yes, absolutely.
And we're being shown a little tough lesson, like there's consequences if we don't treat everybody well. You know, you walk by a homeless guy on the street and he coughs on you, you get the coronavirus from him. Like, there's a really high motivation here to be treating everybody well, lifting everybody up. Because, you know, if any of us are not doing well, then it hurts all of us in real time or potentially. And energetically, it definitely has that effect. And I don't want to get too mental during an energetic process like this, but they asked me to share that with you. In fact, at this very moment, they're offering a heart opening. So if you feel some nice energy working in your heart chakra, just, you know, let that do its thing. And I'd love all of us to work more toward having that unconditional love and compassion for our fellow beings, just the best we can. And they get that some of us have a lot of layers to work through before we can reach that. But every step forward, however small, is beautiful.
There is a frequency or vibration that wants to be brought into the field.
They're inviting us now to just relax and be. My sense is we're now very comfortably blended into the larger field. And it's almost like it's nap time. Really, it feels very quiet, very calm.
It's funny you say that because I was hearing the word sleep. And those that are sleeping will sleep no more soon.
Hmm. That's a lot of insomnia, baby. Kidding. I'm sure they'd mean that differently. So yeah, just let yourself be very, very relaxed, very passive. What they're doing is they're infusing each of us with something deep into our cells, and it's a whole body infusion of energy. And for those who are saying, hey, I came here to serve, not get worked on, it's all the same, guys. You are one of the humans on the planet that has to be upgraded to the highest possible level for highest good so this awakening can happen. So the fact that we get served when we do this service work, there's no contradiction. We're being made capable of even better service by receiving the gifts that come when we do calls like this. So some of you are more inclined to give than receive. And they're saying at this moment, receiving is of essential importance. So if you really want to serve, chill out, stop sending, and open and receive the energy that they are offering us now. Of course, they can't force you, but they are inviting us to please open and receive this beautiful vibration. It'll be awesome. And if you now feel more like energy than flesh, that's exactly what they were going for. And let them continue to deepen that. So they're saying this is an explicit opportunity to deepen your awakening. Relax completely, open, allow. And each of us is now going to be escorted to the deepest level of divine consciousness that serves highest good. Complete passivity is the way in. Let them do it. For some of you, heavy things are coming up to be cleared as part of this process. These are the things that are in the way of that awakening. Let them fall away or integrate or whatever's happening. The divine can handle it. It brought it up to deal with it. Don't get fixated on it. Stay relaxed. Stay passive. Just keep your focus on the energetic sensation that you're having. Their explicit instruction is to focus on the blissful feeling, not the heavy stuff that's being released. Stay focused on the bliss. But in a very relaxed way. That feels great right there. Well done, guys. Stay with it. Some very subtle shifting is happening. Relax into that. Let these beautiful beings continue blessing you with this work. If you feel an identity dissolving, just let it go for the time being. Allow yourself to merge more fully into just the unnameable oneness. So for the last few minutes, it's like we've been off in our own little pocket of energy. And now very gradually, I'm feeling the awareness of the earth again. So what they've done is they've upgraded us to serve the awakening better. And now they're very slowly reintegrating us into that service field around the earth. And they're saying, when you come to serve, you will always be served. And they're really making clear it's a total win-win. You will come, you'll be upgraded, you'll be cleaned up, taken to a higher vibration. And that, in turn, will make you even better able to hold space for this great awakening on the planet. Everybody wins. And they're pointing out that ultimately, since all is one, to serve and be served are the same. I invite you to continue resting in this very subtle state, releasing any desire to do any particular thing. Just be in your space. Know that the very fact of your presence is uplifting the planet in this field. And I'm observing as I have so often observed in altered space that once you're in this space, the ego does not initiate anything. You just relax and the right things happen. It's all synchronicity. And a big thank you to everyone who's hearing my voice right now, live or on the recording. This is a co-creation. The quality of consciousness each of us brings at each moment during a process like this totally affects everybody else. So when each of us does our best and just moves into this process to the best of our ability, everybody benefits. So thank you for doing your part to hold this exquisite space now, throughout this call, and on every call you're ever part of, Awakening Plus or any other group. The principle is always the same. If the desire to do arises, let it go, relax, and just be. And now I'm getting a sense of the planet. I'd like you, if you're having that awareness as well, just feel the quality of the earth vibration. And to me, it feels a little more calm, a little more deep, a little more awake. And of course, we Awakening Plus folks, we're not the only ones here, but even in that little bit of time that we spent doing this, to me, the planet feels a little more bright, a little more awake. Feels a little sweeter.
A little lighter. Mm-hmm. Feels just a little lighter.
You're saying every little bit helps. Mm-hmm. It all moves it toward what we're aiming for. And now you may notice that you're slowly becoming more aware of your physical body. We're slowly phasing back toward more physical consciousness. For many of us, there's been no physical awareness at all for a while, or very minimal. And now they're gradually shifting it a little more physical and reminding you, you don't have to leave the bliss behind. And in fact, what's happening as we slowly phase more into the physical awareness is you're being gifted as much of this awesome, blissful energy as your physical vehicle can hold. And they're also throwing a little advice in here. Be really mindful of what you take in with your awareness. Not just the food you eat, but what media are you watching? Who are you hanging out with? What environments are you going into? They're saying all of it affects your ultimate vibration you're holding as a human being. And of course, the higher and sweeter that vibration is, the better you can serve. You have free will, you can do or not do whatever you want, but just they're reinforcing that basic idea that the cleaner you keep it, the better you can serve. And they're saying, bottom line, do more of what makes you feel good and less of what makes you feel bad. So now I'm feeling at least 50% physical awareness, but again, the body feels a lot more like energy than physical. And this is the common experience that anyone would have who's holding that awakened state. The world is perceived more as energetic than physical. You're seeing the reality behind the illusion of solid form.
Yeah, I'm actually in between worlds, yet awake also. And it's like I can see the matrix, the coding of the grid. It feels like the grid of life. What we're going for, and it is, you know, it's also, there's also the grid there's the grid of the ascension, and then there's the grid of there's many grids, really, there's probably an infinitile number of grids. All depends on timelines, but I'm just experiencing love, peace, and yet I'm awake, so to speak. My eyes are open. I'm here, so it's a beautiful marriage of between heaven and earth.
Well spoken. All right, so it feels like we're back in our bodies enough that we might be able to begin interacting. So I'm opening my eyes too. Wow, it's enough to make you grit your teeth.
I'm trying not to do that. That's not good on my teeth.
That's true. All right, so... at least McKeesla and I are now functional enough to address any questions or comments you have. So if you have any, you can type them in the chat window, or I'm now going to give everyone the ability to unmute themselves on the call. It's already available. So all you have to do if you want to share something, a question or a comment, feedback, is just to unmute your mic. You do that by clicking the little microphone icon, and that's either visible already, or if you're maybe on a smartphone, you might have to tap that three-button thing or that three-dot thing in order to be able to speak. And if you want to speak and are not able, then either raise your hand using the raise hand control, or in a worst case, just type in the chat window, unmute me, and I'll see who's typing and I'll be able to do that. So we also understand that at this point, a lot of people are so spaced out that what we're asking you to do is just beyond your ability at the moment, but if you can, and if you wish, we'll leave a moment for that. And while we're waiting for that, my invitation is just to maintain this blissful awareness. Feel that you are physically aware, and you're energetically aware, and you're walking between the worlds, as they say, or the marriage of heaven and earth are the two most common ways I hear it. So we have someone who's typed lovely energy share in gratitude. That was from Heather. Thank you for that feedback, Heather. Okay, last call for any further feedback before we wrap it up. Carmen types, I don't feel spaced out, but my head feels somewhat heavy. Cool.
If your head is feeling heavy in a way that's not comfortable, it might feel good to ask your higher self to help open your crown so that you can allow so that you can allow energies to flow out through the crown up into the higher chakras, so that goes through that heaviness. Dissipates, goes up through. That may be energy that's stuck.
Mm-hmm. Unless the heavy feels good, in which case, I mean, my head feels a little heavy too, but it's a good heavy. It's like heavy saturated with light heavy for me.
Oh, right.
So it may not be a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just, we don't know unless she specifies. Janice types waves of light going through. Thanks for sharing from Janice in New York. Thank you, Janice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, New York.
And Carmen, yes. Thanks you for your feedback, baby.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. You're welcome, Carmen.
Mm. All right, the Oz are saying it's time to wrap it up. So last call for feedback, verbal or typed. And we'll go ahead and close the mesa and then do one last check for any feedback that's coming in. Unless maybe there's anything you're called to share before we do that.
Let me check it. I just feel there's just so much gratitude from the beings that we work with, that we are allied with. There's just such as many as there are stars, are there also beings that are weaving the light onto our planet and into our galaxy. So all I feel is just, I just feel a chorus of just energy of energy being lifted in gratitude for our alignment.
I feel that gratitude. And I get they're also modeling for us how we ourselves can practice gratitude. When I do my Mesa practice, I always take a moment and am thankful for a thing or two that's happened just in the last 24 hours, as well as larger gratitude for ongoing things. And over and over again, I keep hearing that that's a really fabulous practice, and I find great value in myself.
And gratitude, the vibration of gratitude is one of the highest ones, even beyond love.
Anne typed, thank you for leading this. I felt a big rush of emotion when M told us about all the beings present in the beginning.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. It's good stuff, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what we're made for as humans. That's why we signed up for this, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are here to hold this energy and to be used. Yeah. Yes. And that beautiful sharing from Janice. Yes, indeed.
She says, felt a heartfelt emotion with that sharing, too, from Janice. Good. And they're also...
it's from Janice.
Yeah.
Janice typed it. So.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't get that.
And then Jeannie put in about a zillion hearts and said thank you.
You're so cute,
Jeannie. Didn't know that many heart icons.
That's cool. That's just cool.
And they're asking us to remind you, there's also a global thing happening. The folks who did the big global meditation...
It's Unify. A few weeks ago. Unify is, I think...
Maybe, but anyhow, they're now doing it weekly, and what they're asking, it's not like a Zoom event or a live thing, but they're saying at 9 p.m. Sunday, whatever your local time is, they're asking you to do their little meditation, which you can find. If you just Google global meditation Sunday 9 p.m., I'm sure it will come right up. But it boils down to, you imagine light coming in from the source to the universe, and then a light spreading out to every galaxy, and from the galaxy, light spread out to all the suns, and you see it coming into our sun, and then spreading from our sun to the earth, and saturating the earth and all the beings. And that's the they got a little 20-minute recording you can use if you want to. That, in fact, there, if you're an actual member of Awakening Plus, we did an event that piggybacked on that a few calls ago. And it's clearly titled around that. And their 20-minute recording is integrated into that call, although I'm sure you can easily find it online too. So if you're also inspired, if you're available on a Sunday night at 9 p.m. your time, just to step in and imagine that sequence I imagined, you know, on your own, or use the recording or whatever works for you.
So Melissa wrote something, not sure what you mean by this. Had some things come up to be cleared. Is that from Unity? Not sure what you mean by, is that from Unity?
I'll try to address that if you like. All right, so A, it doesn't matter where it's from. It's not from Unity, the group.
Oh, from
I doubt that.
the meditation that we just did now?
I'm not. If you want to try to clarify your question, type some more of the meditation. Well, I would say everything's from unity without exception, because unity is the oneness that creates all things. What I would say is, if it comes up to be clear, the guidance in the moment that was happening was to actually not focus on the heavy energy, but on the oneness. That's contrary to the normal instruction. That was what they were saying in the time. That was like not what I recommend when you do like healing invocation work. But if you have heavy energy and it's still there, then I would recommend, if you already have a good tool for clearing, use what works for you. If you would like another tool that you may not be using already, my healing invocation is really simple and clear. You can go to astroshaman.com. The last word on the menu bar is invocations. Clicking that will take you to two post previews. The second preview with the image of the crying woman will get you into that, instructions for that. But bottom line, if you want to just have it quick and easy, just say to your higher self, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Then gently rest awareness wherever you're feeling the unpleasant energy. And that will show your higher self where to go, and it will help clear that up for you. So that's bottom line how that simple tool works. Hope that's helpful. Oh, okay. I think I now, Melissa is not saying that she had things to be cleared. She was just clarifying on the 9 p.m. Sunday. I don't remember if the group is called Unity, but again, if you'll Google in the way I described, I think you'll be able to find it easily enough.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Unify. Yes, yes.
Unify.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah, the Unify, they are the ones that did the called prayer day on 4/4.
Okay, now I'm going to clarify, though. They are not the group that sponsors that 9 p.m. meditation. Unify is a separate organization.
Okay, so I don't know who's sponsoring the 9 p.m. meditation.
Well, the trick is they don't actually give themselves a name. They say, we are a group of light workers who are working toward the higher consciousness, but they don't actually label themselves with an actual name, which is why it's tricky to say who they are.
Gotcha.
But their stuff's
online.
I think
I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah.
But the Unify stuff is awesome as well. So I'm glad we clarified that, I hope. So the divine is saying, enough chat, let's shut this thing down. We don't want to... By the way, if you're feeling a strong effect from this, you know, if you need to rest a bit afterward, drink a lot of water today, would be a good advice if you're willing to do that.
Yeah.
So anything further, baby, before we wrap it up?
Just thanking everyone. Just thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for everyone who showed up. All right, so ready to shut her down?
Yeah.
Would you like to sing the directions with me?
Sure.
Would you like to set the pitch?
Yes, please.
Pachamama, Mama Kia, we're a culture. Inti Quichi. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful meditation. This beautiful service opportunity. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Allies, those of you working with anyone hearing my voice, please remain with them for as long as it serves highest good. Mm-hmm. McKeesla and I request that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you again for this beautiful service opportunity. As we close, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us say and to whom? And you want to clap with us? So after three, we're going to clap to seal the work. Join us if you wish. One, two, three. All done. So much gratitude to all of you who showed up live or on the recording. We are planning to keep this running weekly. So thanks so much. And until next time, we wish you infinite blessings and an awakening earth.
Yay.
So bye
Thank
for now.
Thank you, everyone. Bless you.